Jesus does not call people merely to make a private decision. He calls them to become disciples. In Matthew 28:19-20, Jesus commanded his followers to make disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything he commanded. Three important practices appear near the beginning of Christian discipleship: baptism, scripture, and prayer. First, baptism publicly identifies a believer with Jesus Christ and his people. Baptism is not a spiritual technology. It is not a step towards superior spiritual status, and it is not proof that one Christian has greater ability than another. Baptism points to God's grace. It identifies the believer with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It declares that the believer belongs to Christ and is beginning a life of discipleship within the Christian community. Christian traditions differ concerning the timing and manner of baptism. Christian leaders should teach their church's convictions clearly while treating other faithful Christian traditions respectfully. A new believer should understand that baptism is not a reward for becoming spiritually perfect. It is an act of faith and obedience within the life of the church. Second, Christians learn to live under the authority of Scripture. The Bible is not merely a collection of inspiring ideas or a manual for increasing spiritual ability. Christians receive Scripture as God's written word. The Bible reveals who God is, what God has done, who human beings are, what has gone wrong, and how God saves through Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 teaches that Scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, correction, and training in righteousness. A new Christian should be encouraged to read Scripture without feeling pressured to understand everything immediately. One helpful starting point is a gospel such as John, Luke, or Mark. While reading, the new believer can ask, "What does this passage reveal about Jesus? What does it reveal about God? What promise should I trust? What command should I obey?" Third, Christians learn to pray. Prayer is personal communion with the living triune God. It is not a technique for controlling spiritual outcomes. It is not a formula that places God under human command. In prayer, Christians worship God, confess sin, give thanks, present needs, lament suffering, seek wisdom, and pray for others. Jesus taught his disciples to pray to our Father in heaven. Christian prayer is relational because believers have been welcomed into God's family through Christ. New believers may feel uncertain about prayer. Christian leaders can reassure them that prayer does not require advanced vocabulary or a special spiritual state. A simple prayer might say, "Father, thank you for receiving me through Jesus Christ. Help me understand your word. Forgive my sins. Guide my decisions. Protect the people I love. Teach me to follow Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen." Baptism, scripture, and prayer are not steps on a ladder towards superior spiritual status. They are gifts through which believers respond to God's grace, grow in relationship with Him, and learn to follow Jesus within the Christian community.